It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern live and from 24-7 at DaveJanda.com with extra shows, extra guests, extra content, extra analysis, archives to all of our shows. We hope you become part of our Freedom family. Tremendous amount of free public information there as well, but where the real in-depth matter that we present that cannot be presented on a radio show due to the FCC and them having ongoing choke points with their deep state puppets, or on a YouTube platform or Rumble or social media platforms. We do it at DaveJanda.com, subscription platform, 30 cents a day, $9 a month, biggest bang for the buck in all the internet. We hope you become part of our Freedom family. You know, as we've pointed out throughout the show today, if you're going to wait for a politician or politicians or a federal, state, or local government agency to step up and develop a plan to restore your freedoms and liberties and actually implement a plan, sorry, not going to happen. So this business about, oh, just wait for the plan to unroll itself when the federal government decides that are going to roll it out. Sorry, folks. And this is why our next guest is so important. His military career was illustrious, but his post-retirement from the military career was equally and is equally illustrious, because he has taken the operations, the principles, and the know-how that he learned and taught in the military to his subordinates, and he's carrying it over to you, the public, about how to gain back your freedoms and liberties. Major General Paul Vallely retired from the United States Army as Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army in the Pacific in Honolulu, Hawaii. Paul graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army, serving a distinguished career of 32 years. General Vallely is a graduate of the Infantry School, Ranger and Airborne Schools, Jumpmaster School, and the Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. Paul has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. He served in many overseas theaters, to include Europe and the Pacific Rim countries, as well as two combat tours in Vietnam. He has served as a consultant to the commanding general of the Special Operations Command as well. Paul now founded a fantastic organization, Stand Up America US. StandUpAmericaUS.org. Don't forget the US. StandUpAmericaUS.org. It is my honor to welcome back to the Operation Freedom Show and platform, Major General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's always great to be with you on a Sunday and be able to exchange ideas. And we're going to talk about some good things today.
Well, Paul, let's talk about what I mentioned in your introduction. You know, it'd be very easy for you to sit back on your laurels and enjoy retirement. But what you have done is you've enjoyed your retirement by helping others. Every person in this country willing to listen. And in fact, you have taken the steps to develop a plan to restore America that every American should be integrally involved with. Educate our listeners, Paul, in standing up to this globalist cult and the plan to restore America.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Over the past year, as many articles as we have written, as many radio shows, TV shows that I've done personally, the question keeps coming back. Well, everybody's analyzing the situation in America. We know there's been a dismantling of our institutions, leftening the country into the crevasses of evil and tearing our country down. And so they kept asking, well, what can we do? We need a plan. Who's going to lead us back? And so a very small group of us met, and if you may recall, I wrote the American First Papers in 2014, and in 2016, I sent American First Papers to the Trump administration, along with Paths to Glory from the Revolutionary War days. And, of course, Trump picked up on the America First and MAGA. Now what we've done is a follow-on movement, and it is a movement, Dave, to restore America. And what we did is we formed a Citizens Commission to restore America, and that's on our website, by the way, the plan, standupamericaus.org, as you've already stated. But you have to have a mission, you have to have a strategy, just like a war plan. Because, Dave, we are at war. These ideologues are destroying us.
Yes.
Destroying us everywhere. The invasion of America from the South. We've got the threats coming from the Chinese. The internal threats. I see Antifa staged a attack last night in Atlanta again. And so all of these entities, these organizations have been funded by the Great Reset people, the George Soroses, the same group that just met in Davos. And so the citizens' plan is for grassroots level. It's at the county level. It's at the state level. And we want to spread the opportunity to join this commission in every state. And so what we want to do, we want to safeguard the American dream, the Constitution, and the freedoms for future generations of Americans by ensuring there is a resilience and a security of our republic. And it takes strong leadership. It takes people. We can't depend, Dave, as you said, on our politicians to solve these problems. Many of them are paid off. Many of them are on the payrolls of others. And George Soros, as you know, funds many of the Democratic organizations and members of that left-wing party, as we will call it. So we want a resilient, I should say, and secure republic, and we're going to get it. There is an awakening, Dave, as you know, and we mentioned that in the first chapter of our book, which a lot of the things in the plan are based on America's endgame for the 21st century that General McInerney and I wrote and was released 2 months ago, and it's on Amazon. But it's a blueprint for restoring America.
Folks, we're speaking with Major General Paul Vallely. Paul, educate our listeners on the components of the plan, because it's very thorough and addresses many of the ills, all the ills, actually, that we've been experiencing and what can be done.
Well, what we're going to do is release every 4 weeks a directive. The first directive has already been issued to the governors throughout the United States. And that has to do with the wasting of our money, the wasting of taxpayers' money. And we're very definitive. And we have that on the website as well. And each 4 weeks now, we'll release these new directives. The second one will probably be the invasion of America, the cartels, and how they must be neutralized, and how the Defense Department is responsible for our security needs to have a plan to take down the cartels and do it as soon as we can because of the destruction they're causing. And then we'll roll out 3, 4, 5, and 6 over the next year. But it is a plan of execution. It's a military plan, but it's a plan people can follow. And we want people to pick up on what we produce as far as the directives and then send them out to 100 people, to their congressmen, their representatives, their mayors, members of the city council, for example. And so that's our plan. We're conducting an information warfare program against the people who have conducted an information warfare against the people. We're countering with an offensive operation. That's what we're doing.
Paul, you mentioned the southern border. When President Trump was still president, you had forwarded him a plan. And please tell me if I'm off or if I'm misstating anything. You sent to him a plan of how these cartels could be taken down in a very expedient fashion. And if I remember this correctly, that That battle plan was never implemented. Am I off?
Well, the plan included offensive operations and defensive operations. Trump only picked up on the defensive operations, which was extending the border wall, the barriers, enforcing who could come into the rules and laws of America, who could come into the United States to come in legally. And so, and the use of the National Guard, of course, and the sheriffs and the Border Patrol, but it was strictly defensive. And just like football, you can't win just playing defense. Important, but you've got to go on the offense. We know where the 5 to 6 cartels are located in the Sinaloa area, just several hundred miles south of our border. We know they control the border. We know they control the Mexican government. They're militarized. They are a military force. And so that's why the Defense Department has been negligent, the generals and admirals negligent, and not forming a plan, presenting it to the commander-in-chief that this is what must be done to the American people. We're losing more people because of fentanyl than we lost in World War I and probably World War II when you add it all up. And then hundreds of thousands of people have crossed our borders into our cities. And we know the cartels have tentacles in every major city in America. They made $1.3 billion last year. So with a good formulated strategy and military plan, we can take down, using the Special Operations Command, take them down in 7 days and destroy them entirely, take them out of operation, cut off the fentanyl supplies coming out of China through the cartels. It all can be done. We know how to do it, and we're not doing it. And it's a crime against America.
And we're continually told, Paul, that it can't be done and that it's logistically impossible because they're so well weaponized and so integrated. That's all BS.
All BS. You don't think we have the aircraft, the helicopters, this Delta Force, the Special Forces, the Navy SEALs? These individuals are trained for these kinds of operations. Trained. But yet we're spending and wasting millions and billions of dollars in Ukraine, worried about their border rather than our own border. That's hypocrisy, David. That's hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. It's a recipe for disaster. Paul, why do you believe President Trump only implemented the defensive side of your strategy and not the offensive?
Well, I think his national security people, the John Boltons, for example, the woke generals and admirals, Milley was always anti-Trump. I don't think there was ever the pressure from the White House to develop it. And Trump did not force the generals to come up with a plan. And, of course, they turned against him, you know, in the end. So that was the situation. And then you have a worthless CIA who has no human intelligence anymore, not doing their job. The FBI that's more concerned about white terrorists, whoever they may be in the country, which is crazy. And then you have Mayorkas at the Department of Homeland Security. And so we're battling the invasion of our southern border with our border guards, our sheriffs. The governors could do more if they would push forward and use the 10th Amendment, which has been set in place by the Constitution. The sheriffs, you know, could deputize hundreds and thousands of people along the border, volunteers, and pay them. The sheriffs have unlimited ability to deputize. We've even put out a new plan, which we sent also, called Patriot Guards, to be formed in every county in America to support the sheriffs, local population, against criminality in our cities, the burglarizing that is going on in all of our cities. We've had several killed over the last couple days. And so the governors need to get off their duff and do more under the 10th Amendment, in my opinion.
Folks, we're speaking with Major General Paul Vallely, Stand Up America U.S. Don't forget the U.S. StandUpAmericaUS.org. That's where the plan is that he spoke of earlier in this interview, and a tremendous amount of fantastic content. You know, Paul, you mentioned moving Trump out. I want to touch now, because, Paul, you have incredible contacts not just in D.C., but around the world. Tell me if I am misrepresenting this. When I look at what's happening with Filegate with Biden or GarageGate or whatever you want to call it, Gate, I believe the syndicate has decided his stay is no longer welcome meandering around the Oval Office, that he's not getting the totalitarian ball down the field fast enough, or if at all, and he needs to be moved out. And this is why information is coming forward about GarageGate, Filegate, University of Pennsylvania Gate, whatever you want to call it. This is information that you and I and a number of others were speaking about long before the operation in the operation to install Biden in 2020. It's a known fact. He's been essentially working as a foreign agent for Russia, Ukraine, China, Middle East countries for decades. So is my assessment off that this all of a sudden is raising its head now in the bought off lamestream fake media because they're done and they're ready and they're moving them out?
No, I totally agree. And the information I'm getting at is the plan. We have written an article released 2 weeks ago called The Manchurian President. He's on the take. His family's been on the take. We know that they have a totally clueless vice president in Carmelita Harris. Kamala. But I think the plan is they're going to use this. Biden will step down. He's incapacitated. I think even before that, they'll pay Kamala Harris millions of dollars to step down, let her go back to California. They'll move Michelle Obama in as the vice president. Then Biden steps down, and Michelle Obama is the new president. All legal. All legal by the Constitution. That's their plan. And we have to watch that very carefully because they're very clever what they do. They're very clever, and that's the option. And then I heard they're going to move Gavin Newsom in as the vice president. And you believe?
And actually, I've heard those musical chairs. What I've heard, Paul, is they're going to move Gavin Newsom into the number, move him in as the number two, get her out, and then actually extend their hand across the aisle and actually bring in as Gavin Newsom's number two, not Michelle Obama, but actually Liz Cheney.
Oh yeah, well, we'll see. They're planning something, David. We know that. We'll see what they do, but we've got to prepare to counter it, and hopefully we get these Republican warriors, whoever they are, to stand up and do what they're supposed to do. And I was a little apprehensive about McCarthy, but it looks like he's stepping to the plate now, and thank goodness those 20 Republicans have forced them into making some very hard decisions. And they're going to hold them to it. So we'll see what happens. But again, Dave, we can't depend on our politicians to solve our problems. We the people.
Now, I want to play a clip, Paul, from Steve Bannon, who spoke about this musical chair routine, and in particular, how it's occurred in the past that when the syndicate is done with their operation, they just move these people out. Many people are saying, I don't know about why they're doing this, but let's play this clip and get your take. Derek, hit it.
You can see now in this country, and this is just like ancient Rome, this is just the Praetorian Guard where they got into the habit of overthrowing the emperors and picking their own emperors. This is Kennedy to Nixon to Trump. They tried to get Reagan too, but they got those three. They assassinated one. They basically impeached and forced the other from office. And now we know in 2020, Mike Lindell, that they forced Donald Trump from office.
Kind of lays it all out there historically, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what happened. And then we had the further cheating and fraud going on in the 2022 elections. Carrie Lake, for example, should be the governor of Arizona. She was cheated out of that. And one of the things in our plan, by the way, is voter integrity. Mm. We've got to restore voter integrity throughout the United States and all our precincts and county. That's one of our plans as part of the Restore America.
And that is so critical, Paul, because what happened in 2020 happened again in 2022. If you're going to use this mail-in voting, if you're going to use these drop boxes, if you're going to let that happen, how you think you're going to get a different result is beyond me.
Exactly, Dave. We have to have a plan. We have to follow that plan. We have to execute it. And we've got to do it as the people. That's the biggest message I could lay out to everybody today. Stand up. Say no to these mandatory poisons they're putting in the bodies of all of our people. These vaccines, these experimental drugs. Stand up like we have many of the mothers at the school board meetings, challenging. You know, in California 2 weeks ago, a 17-year-old girl was at the YMCA taking a shower, pulls the shower curtain back, and there's a transvestite, a male pretending he's a female as a transgender in the shower room. She moved back in, covered herself up, and then peeked out of the shower until he had left. She then went to the administrative people at the YMCA and told them what was happening. And they said, well, we're going to have to look into it. What do you mean we have to look into it? This is how our young women are being jeopardized. And in the military, by the way, Dave, the military has put out, by the way, that if there's a transgender in a woman's shower in the barracks, the women have to deal with it. The women soldiers have to deal with it. They have to deal with that transgender in their shower. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, Paul, as you well know, cohesion is critical to a unit, a fighting unit. Tell me how that builds cohesion.
It destroys it. It absolutely destroys it. That's why reenlistments are down. That's why we're having problems throughout the infrastructure of the military. They keep preaching, as Milley did, of white terror. Well, there's no white terror. That's all fraud. That's all made up. But yet our troops are being subjected to critical race theory training, transgender, use of all of these different new words instead of pronouns. That's what our troops are being subjected to, not to fight better. And guess who understands that? Mm-hmm. The cartels understand it. The yep. Chinese understand it. The Russians yep. understand it.
Yep.
And so we've totally dismantled or in the process of dismantling our military. And now, in addition to the $80 billion worth of equipment we left at Bagram in Afghanistan, we're shipping our inventories all over to Ukraine. Guns, ammunition, communications. So we're depleting our resources that we fight with to put up and put over in Ukraine, which we know Russia will get its way.
And the Secretary of the Navy recently said that same thing, Paul, that there has to be a decision. Are we going to arm Ukraine any further, or are we just not going to arm ourselves? Paul, educate our listeners in our last minute on how folks can follow you on a daily basis, how they can get that plan so that they can become a warrior on the front line and educate and empower as many people as possible.
Well, please go to our website, standupamericaus.org. As you know, every movement requires three things, Dave: leadership, structure, and funding. Help us out. Write us a check. Donate. We will make good use of every dollar we get to make sure that this plan is put into operation and is successful. So it's standupamericaus.org.
Paul, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Paul is dedicated to empowering every information warrior in our country. And in so being, we can defeat this hopeless cult that wants to strip every American of their freedoms and liberties. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor.